Lights out for the devil and Mr. O. It is later than you think. Turn out your lights now. We bring you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now. This is Mr. O. Arch Obler. Some call it the root of all evil and some call it the flower of all good. Ordinary people call it money, gelt, mazuma, or what have you. That's what our story is about today. Money, $3,000 worth. We begin after a short pause. And now, if you haven't already done so, turn off your lights now and listen to $3,000.
Money, I tell you, Tony, that's what's wrong with the world today. Money.
What are you talking about?
Hey, look, Tony. Ain't that the pretty boat?
Oh, the devil with a boat. What do you say about money?
Why, you said it, money. What was wrong with the world? The people get little money, and then they want more of it. And then they get that, and then they want more. And pretty soon, that's all they think about is money, money, money.
Yeah? What do you think about?
Money.
So what are you talking about?
Oh, you don't understand, Tony.
You don't understand yourself. All the time you talk, go away, let me alone.
No, no, Tony, don't get so. I was only talking.
What you talk don't make no sense. Money is what's wrong with the world. Fool, you crazy in the head.
No, I ain't crazy. All the time on the boat coming here to Frisco from New York, I'm thinking, Axel, for 13 years you're a sailor, working all the time. And what you got? Nothing. So I say to myself, Axel, why can't it be that when a man works hard, he can have what he wants, no matter if he ain't got money enough?
No, you crazy fool. What do you talk about? It's a dough what gets a guy what he wants.
Sure, sure. That's the way things are now. But I tell you, it ain't right. A man who works hard with his hands can't have what he wants to have.
Yeah? What do you want to have, eh?
A farm, Tony.
Hmm?
A little farm.
What do you say?
Yeah, a little stock farm someplace. Some nice place like Wisconsin or maybe Minnesota. I say something funny, maybe.
Farm? By golly, that's funny.
No, it's not funny. For 13 years I work on the ship. I save my money for farm. I don't like the money. I just want a farm for my wife and my kids. And then...
Yeah, I know. Then in the 31, that bank, she's a go bust, and you back away your start, eh, Axel?
And I tell you, Tony, it ain't right. I work so hard.
No, no, I tell you, you dumb squarehead. All this talk about kick the money out and give a man what he work for. I tell you, that's a bunk.
Yeah, but Tony...
Money, that's what a man needs. All the money he can get his mitts on. And then he's got the world right by the neck.
But I work so hard.
So what? Ain't work what make a man rich. It's a break. Yeah, a break. Me, I'm best deep water diver in the whole Pacific. So what? I never get a break, so I'm still eating slop and walking the ducks.
Yeah, Tony, that's what I say.
All right, come there, Dave, move on. No bumming around the docks.
Oh, yeah, officer, we go.
Fat belly.
What's that? What's that you said?
No, no, officer, he don't say nothing. This is Mr. Tony, officer. He's the best deep water diver in the whole Pacific.
Yeah? Well, if he said what I think he did, he's going to do all of his diving in the can for about 30 days. Now get out of town or I'll run you in.
I'd cut his heart out.
Oh, no, 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 Tony, please, sir. Come this way. Come on, Tony, in here. We'll get the cup of coffee.
Well, that cop was shoving me around.
Come on in. I pay. Nice and warm.
That's a dump.
What do you have, boys?
Two cups of coffee.
Maybe you like soups. I got nice hot soups.
No, we just want coffee, please.
Yeah, and get a letter.
Okay, okay. Two coffees coming up.
So, all you want, though, for is to get a farm, eh, Swenson?
Yeah, my wife, she...
Who cares about your wife? A farm.
For 13 years, I worked...
Okay, here you are, boys. Nice coffee. Here. 10 cents, please.
Yeah.
Coffee, she's good when you're cold, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was winning. He don't drink coffee tonight, I bet you.
Hmm? What a guy?
The guy was winning the sweeping stakes. The sailor's sweeping stakes. You know, hear it?
Swenson, what is this guy blowing about?
I'm telling you. The sailor's sweeping stakes. Everybody's buying a ticket. $3,000 first prize, you betcha. It's in the papers he's winning. Oh, lucky guy.
So, who cares? Give me some more coffee.
Okay, okay.
No. Wait a minute, mister.
Yeah?
This fellow what won. You say his name is in the paper?
Yeah, sure. Here. I got it here.
Get my coffee, you.
No. Wait, Tony. I want to hear. Read it, mister.
Okay. It's a winner. First prize is somebody who gave name of a farmer.
Farmer?
What's the matter, you Swenson?
I... Tony, quick.
He's sick. Hey, that's my paper.
Tony, come on. Quick, come on.
Hey, you crazy squarehead, wait for me. Wait, you crazy fool, you. What's the matter? Where you go, eh?
Tony, listen. It's me.
Me, what? What do you say?
Farmer, that's the name I give the man when I buy the ticket.
Huh?
I'm rich, Tony. I can get the farm.
You mean you, what he said in there, you?
Yeah, me, Tony, me. I buy sweepstake tickets long time ago. I win, me, I win.
You crazy in the head.
No, I tell you, I win. Look.
Huh?
Farmer, that's me, Tony. Oh, my wife, my kids, they be so happy, so happy.
No, wait, in the right. I mean, look, at give me the number here. Ticket number 6933. You got that number?
I got it here. I got it, Tony.
Let me see, huh?
No, please, 13 years.
What's the matter? You ain't going to hurry. I just want to see.
Look, huh? 6933. Just like it's in the paper.
You did win.
Yeah, Tony, I win. Me, my Anna, $3,000. Oh, we wait so long.
$3,000.
I quit the sea. I buy a farm. Oh, Tony, my Helga, my kids and me, the happiest people in the whole world.
$3,000.
I buy the best farm in all Minnesota. Come on, Tony. I go get my money.
No, wait.
Huh?
Don't go now. It's a pretty late.
But my money...
Oh, but they're going to be close, yeah. Now, you come on. We'll go down on the dock and see what is the first boat.
Oh,
sure. So right away tomorrow, quick, when you get to the door for the ticket, you catch a boat home to the wife and the kids, eh? That'd be good, eh?
Yeah, Tony, yeah. And that policeman. I wish you'd meet him now, eh, Tony?
Huh? What's the matter? Why you want cop, huh?
Oh, I show him we ain't no bums anymore. $3,000 this ticket is worth. By Yemeni, a man is no bum at $3,000.
No, you're right there. Oh, you bet your life you ain't.
Ah, the water, she look pretty.
Yeah. She's a deep right here.
Me, I don't care how deep the water is so long as I'm on top. 13 years a sailor and I can't swim. The water, she's so dark and pretty.
Swenson?
Yeah?
Let me look at ticket.
Ticket?
Sweepstakes.
By Jiminy, you think maybe she ain't good, Tony?
Yeah.
I know she's good. Right away, I hear that fella say the farmer in. I know that's me. Here, Tony, here it is. See, it says farmer on it. That's me, see?
Well, lean over just a little. I cannot quite see.
Yeah, sure. You see numbers. It says 6, 9. Tony, you.
Tony, you what? My knife has shut you up good, eh, Swenson? So, you kind of swim, eh, squarehead? Well, Tony is going to give you a first to less. There. Oh, Swenson, wait. You forgot the sweepstakes ticket. Okay, I collect for you, farmer. $3,000. Yeah. At last, Tony, she's got a break.
We leave our The Devil and Mr. O story of $3,000 for a message. And now back to our story of $3,000.
Sure, you're right, boys. I'm a greedy guy. Got plenty of dough and I know how to spend it, eh, boys? Don't you worry about the bride. Tony, he's all right, eh? Sure. Now, you go home and let me go upstairs, eh? And maybe tomorrow night we go have some more fun, eh? Yeah. Tony's a great guy now, eh? Sure, I'm a great guy. Everybody knows Tony's a great guy. Stairs.
Tony, is that you?
What's the matter? Are you waiting for somebody else?
Oh, Tony, I've been waiting for you. Let me help you.
Oh, go away. I don't need no help, not me.
Tony, night after night.
Go away. Take your hand off of me. Great guy, that's me.
Spending all your money on 3 drunken fools.
Oh, shut up your mouth.
Careful.
I told you I don't need no help from nobody. Tony is a tech what he wants. Shut the door.
Yes.
Now come here and give a great guy a kiss.
No.
Come here, you.
No, wait, Tony, listen.
Don't want to listen to nothing.
But Tony, the man.
Man? What man?
The man that was here. He's been here 12 times since midnight looking for you.
Midnight? Who was he? What do you want?
Well, he acted so funny.
What do you mean, funny?
He spoke so funny, as if...
As if what?
As if his mouth was full of water.
You try to make a joke of Tony, eh?
No, I'm not fooling. Really, I'm not. He said...
He say something?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He said, tell him...
Well, what did he say, eh?
Well, I could hardly understand him. He talked so funny, but I think he said, tell him I was here, and then I think he said the farmer.
No, the farmer?
Yes, that was he. Oh, Tony, what's the matter?
What he look like?
What's the matter, Tony?
What he look like?
Well, he was tall, and he looked like a sailor, and I think his clothes were wet. Oh, Tony, that's him again. That's the way he knocked before.
No.
Oh, Tony, don't stand there staring at the door like that. You're scaring me. Don't do it.
You out there. Go away. You dead.
Oh, what?
Dead. You hear me? Dead. I killed you 6 months ago today.
Oh, Tony.
I throw you in the water 1,000 miles from here. You dead.
Tony,
dead.
Tony, no.
You scare my wife, but you don't scare me, you farmer. You are kidding you again.
No, don't you scare me.
Swenson, you go if not door
Tony,
right.
Don't.
You. Connie, I don't want to shoot you. I want to shoot him through the door. Connie, get up. Connie.
Open up. Open up in there. Open up.
Connie, I don't want to kill you. It was him, Connie. Him.
Come on, open up, police officer. Open up in there.
You. No, Swenson, you think you got me, eh? You think you got me in the hot seat, eh? No, not me, Swenson, you swear. You forget the fire escape.
Listen to me, cop. You gotta help me.
You got to...
Take it easy, Tony. Take it easy.
You would have gotten me out, eh?
So far out, there ain't a copper in the world can get you. Listen, at midnight tonight, my ship is pulling out to go down through the canal and over the coast of Ireland to go hunting for gold.
Gold? You crazy.
Watch your tongue. I said gold, and gold it is. Only we're going under the sea for it.
What?
You heard me. Under the sea. $1 million in gold in the hold of the Tanya, sunk by a sub. The boys are going down there to dive for it.
Dive?
Yeah. And if you decorate the mahogany in front of me with every cent you got in your pocket, you'll be on board my ship.
Ah. You hear that, Swenson? You diving for gold. $1 million. And me, I'm going to be on board.
Shut that door, you fool.
You want to talk to me, Cap?
Yeah, Tony, sit down.
This is getting pretty rough, eh, Cap?
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk to you about.
Well, I'm listening.
While you were sleeping before, the rest of the divers had a meeting.
Yeah?
Yeah. They looked over the weather reports, and they decided they ain't going to do no more diving. A white-bellied...
Wait a minute, Cap. You mean we're going to turn back?
What else can I do? 3 months out here in the open sea, and when we finally do locate the wreck, every mother's son of them turns chicken on me.
So what's the matter you want to talk to me?
Because even if you are a no-good rat, you're the best diver of the lot.
All right, keep talking.
Tony, listen. Under that buoy off the starboard is the Tanya, with $1 million in gold bullion in it.
So?
Go down and get your hooks in it, whatever you get, half of it's yours.
You mean a half?
Sure, you get half, and I'll split the other half of the crew.
$1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. And you'll have half of it. You can do it, Tony. You know you can.
Yeah, but the sea, she's getting rougher.
Ah, Tony, you've gone down in rougher water.
Yeah, but that water, she's a cold half an hour, and I'm finished. Hey, at the room with the gold. Who knows where she is?
Tony, listen. I know just where that gold is stored.
You're not trying to fool me, eh?
As God is my judge, I'm telling you the truth. Jake located the room on his last dive yesterday. He told only me about it.
So?
Don't you see, Tony? Chance of a lifetime. I got enough coal for one more day out here. We turn back, we'll never locate that wreck again with the sea running as she is. $500,000 in gold for you, Tony, right under your feet. Don't be a fool, man. Take a chance to go down and try to get it. Well, will you do it?
Yeah, get away from him.
Him? Who are you talking about?
Who's talking to you? Well, what are you sitting there for? Get me a rig. Get the pumps going.
Ready, Tony?
Yeah. Give me the headset.
Hey, Ab.
Well, what are you standing there for? The helmet. Give me the helmet.
Okay, okay.
Cap?
Yeah?
What's the matter, you? I told you to keep the deck clear. Only the men I want. The rest get below or I don't
all
die.
All right, Tony. You men get below. Every white-bellied one of you. Come on.
All right. Hold up the helmet, fella. I want to try out the phone. Hello, hello, hello. Well, answer me.
Okay, Tony, I hear you, okay.
All right. The valves. Okay, I'm ready. Put the helmet on me.
Okay.
Well, hurry up, you mugs. Get them bolts tight. You think I got all day?
That's it, Tony.
Okay, okay. Put me over the side and watch that pump or I come up and cut your heart out. $500,000. Me, water cold, down. Down. $500,000.
All right, Tony?
Sure, I'm all right. Let me alone.
Okay.
Down. Water hard. It came to me. Tony, best diver. 50-50. $500,000. Listen up there. I'm on the bottom. You hear me?
Tony, listen. Captain says hurry up. Squall coming up.
Tell the captain if he's taking me up before I give signal, I'll cut his heart out.
Tony,
shut up and let me alone. Tony, $500,000. Captain says gold was inside door A deck. $500,000. Oh, the door, the captain said. Me and the cop, 50-50.
What did he say, Art?
He said says to leave him alone. He don't want to talk to nobody.
That no good rat. I was a fool sending him down.
He's in the bottom, all right.
But what's he doing? Has he found the gold? Has he found the strong room? How long is he going to stay down? Talk to him, Art. Tell him he's got to answer.
The gold. Roma full of gold. I'm rich. All the money in the world. Me, Tony, rich, rich.
Yeah, all the money you want, eh, Tony?
Huh? Oh, who's it talking? Answer me, who's it talking?
What's wrong, Tony? Anything wrong?
You up there, I told you I don't want to talk. What's the matter? You don't listen to me. What do you mean all the money I want? What do you say that for, huh?
I didn't say that, Tony. I've been standing by.
Standing by? How will I get up there? I sure you standing by. Well, I get the headset connection with my teeth. I'll fix it so you don't bother me no more.
No, no, wait, Tony, the captain's in there.
So, now, talk a little one, you sour face. Me, I won't hear you. Me, I'll be alone with my gold.
No, no, Tony, not alone.
You up there, stop talking to me. Stop, you hear? Stop.
I am down here, Tony, with you.
Huh? Who say that? A broken connection. Nobody can talk to me. Nobody, you hear? Nobody can talk to me.
I will talk to you, Tony. So much to talk to you.
Oh, it's in my head. That's what it is, in my head. Yeah.
Not in your head. Look. Look straight ahead.
What are you talking? Swenson?
You know me, Tony. And me in the water almost a year.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Close to the window in your helmet.
Oh.
You don't like what you see, eh, Tony? My wife, my children, they wouldn't like it either. Would they, Tony?
Go away. Go away. Go away. No.
Oh, don't be in a hurry, Tony. We got plenty time.
No,
plenty.
No.
I worked for 13
go away.
Years.
Go away.
You remember, Tony? 13 years for farm.
No, sir, go away.
Now I don't work
go
away, no
more. Go away.
I just wait for you. You.
My hair. My hair.
You take away my wife. My kids. My life. Now I take a little air. Eh, Tony?
Air. Air.
Just a little air. Now I take off your helmet and come in with you, Tony.
No, no.
My friend, I come in.
No, no.
No, go away, Swenson. Go away. No, don't come in. Don't come in, Swenson. Go away. Go away. No, come in.
He's here.
Don't
go away.
He's
here.
Yes, sure, plenty.
No.
Everything's okay.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
He don't answer, just yelling.
I'm going to the light.
He's singing nuts, Captain. Says everything's okay. Wants to be taken in.
But he's yelling. He's still yelling. Call him in, quick.
How about decompression?
No, no, no. There's no light, Captain. Let's put him in the bank. Get him up here. Something must be wrong. He's yelling bloody murder through the phone and signaling OK on the lifeline. Hurry up, you men. Get him up. Call him in.
There he comes. Oh, he's not there. It's not him. It's something else on his line. Captain, look. His airline. It's been chewed through by teeth.
Through by teeth?
But what is it? What's tied to the lifeline where he was?
It's Mother in Heaven. It's a bar of gold.
This is Mr. O.R. Jovler. You know, every time I see one of those Jacques Cousteau underwater television extravaganzas, I always hope that they'll really dredge up something interesting out of the sea, like the barnacle-encrusted skeleton of a toothy pirate, or a bar of gold with your name on it. But let's talk about our next play. Do you enjoy auctions? I know I do, particularly the kind where you buy a pig and a poke. You know, packages, boxes, old trunks. Let's discuss that further after your station talks to you. This is Mr. O again. Next week, a little old man goes to an auction with rather fantastic results. He buys that pig and a poke, only there's neither a pig nor a poke in the package. There's a, well, that is to say, all right, I will say it. That's next time when you hear all about that amazing purchase at the auction. Title, The Chest. It is later than you think.